Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bob DiMuccio. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing very well, Robert. How you doing? Family, everybody good?
Everyone's doing good. And as you can tell, Bob and I know each other because I always want to interview the best CEOs in America. And I want to start off, Bob, you've won 54, that's 5-4, J.D. Powers Awards since 2000. What is it about the Amica model, which is in a very competitive space, that makes this happen?
You know, I think that those awards were not won by me. They were won by our employees. And they were won every day, every time one of our reps provides assistance to one of our policyholders or prospective policyholders. Every claim adjuster that on the first phone call says to our customer, "Are you okay? Is your family okay? We'll get you through this." That's how those awards are done, won.
And when you look at workplace, it obviously changed a lot during COVID. What stayed the same and what became different? And I ask this because Amica has been around since 1907. You have a highly defined model, but here you get thrown a different type of environment.
Well, you know, I think that our core values have remained the same for well over 100 years. Our ethics, our core values, how we treat people, you know, the whole, you know, concept that we're empathetic, that our customers, everything, and there's no conflict. Our customers, our owners are the same people. Okay. That's sort of bedrock for us. That's who we are. Now, things have changed and will continue to change. Technologies have changed. You know, the channels that we use to talk to our customers will change and so forth. But the core values remain exactly the same. You know, the technologies we use will change a little bit, will be different, actually. May change a lot in the coming years. But who we are and how we care and how our folks care about our customers, that's remained the same for over 100 years, and I see that remaining the same, hopefully, for the next 100 years at least.
So here's something, when you mention the word ethics, that's really hard to put your thumb on, but CEOs always want to become better. You have this concept called do the right thing. You don't have – it's different than other companies view ethics. Explain exactly how that works.
Well, I think ethics are really important, and we, like most companies – where we have, you know, public policy facing disclosure of our ethics policies and so forth. And I think that's really important. But I think ethics happens every day. Again, I feel bad I'm repeating myself a bit. But, you know, we have a culture and that do the right thing. Well, that is addressed, again, hundreds and hundreds of times a day in individual interactions that our reps have with our customers. What is the right thing to do? And our ethics are informed by our culture, you know. And, you know, we have individuals who, they're the third generation employee. I mean, that's deep. And I can't take credit, you know, for things that people said and did three generations ago. I just know they knew what they were doing and they passed it on. It's in the culture. It's passed into the ethics. And it's simply, what is the right thing to do here? You know, and it doesn't mean that we'll always agree on what is exactly the right thing to do. But, you know, I think our employees, all of us, we go home at night saying we made the very best decision we could in good faith. And it's informed by our culture and our ethics as a company.
And how about you, Bob, as CEO and your CEO, chairman and president, how about doing the right thing in looking at the future, and you are in an industry that has uncharted waters?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of change in the future, okay, particularly in technology, okay, how our customers talk to us, how they access us for service, and how we provide that service. You know, the amount of technology that's probably been put in place in the last 5 years probably exceeded the amount of technology that financial services companies put in place in the previous 10. It's moving at warp speed. And, you know, I think that as fast as technology is changing, it's going to be faster. It's going to accelerate in the future. And what do I think is important? I think what is really important that what technology we put in place, what changes we make in our company, our institution, okay, is informed by the long time culture that we have. Because there is not going to be anybody that can predict where technology is going to go. I mean, what's going to change. However, with each change, with each step into the future, if we frame it in terms of what is the right thing, okay, what would our culture say about our relationship with each other, with our employees, with our customers, then we'll know what to do with the technology and how to use that technology into the future.
So the workplace has really been redefined during this pandemic. How has that impacted your customer experience and your culture, which you're talking so much about?
You know, I think initially, you know, it's hard to believe that it seems so long ago. In March of 2020, when the reality of this pandemic hit us all, we had to pivot, as most companies, fairly quickly. How do we provide world-class service in a different atmosphere? You know, there was arrangements that had to be made with technology and people to work from home. We had to learn some things. You know, I personally, I'd used Zoom a few times, but boy, I wouldn't say I'm a Zoom expert, but boy, I've used it enough that I feel comfortable with it. So we had to go through all of the things that we needed to pivot and provide world-class service, which we did as a company. You know, many other companies, I'm really pleased with how we did. And you know, companies that I do business with, they all seem to do pretty well. And as I've thought about it, and how did we do this, I think a lot was based on the trust we built with each other. Okay, that, you know, we've built trust and we had to rely on each other. We had to rely on relationships that were built over possibly decades because, you know, I think I prefer personal face-to-face interactions with folks because I think we're human. It reflects our humanness. But the long-term relationships we've built in this company amongst ourselves, our peers, and with our policyholders allowed us to transition. And in effect, that trust allowed us to prosper and thrive through a very difficult period. And, you know, as far as trust, we're in the insurance business. And what we, in effect, our product is trust. And it's really important that we look at that and we see it as a core to who we are.
While you're talking about the trust, doing the right thing, were there any mistakes? Any mistakes that you went through during this whole thing, a major redefinition of your workforce that taught you lessons?
Initially, I think everybody was trying to sort of pick the dates, you know, and the biggest mistake was thinking that, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, this will be over with, and, you know, picking the dates that we were going to return to work and things would go back to normal. Okay. I think that was a mistake. Within a month or two, we started saying, well, you know what? And it's not, we like to think in the long term. We're over 100 years old as a company, and we like to think that we think into perpetuity, you know, that what is the future going to be like? What do we need to do? But we had to come to the reality that related to the pandemic, our decisions basically were 2 to 4 weeks forward. And then we had to go with the data and the science to figure out what the next moves are. And that, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's a little unnerving to say, well, all we can predict into the future is 2 to 4 weeks, and then we will make or update decisions as the science, the data, and the information becomes available. So, you know, initially the reality that we can't know what's going to happen next was a little unnerving. So I think that was an education for me.
You were talking about technology before. Explain.
The technology, our technology, is really important. But the core of our business, of our industry, is trust and a promise. And I think that trust and a promise is conveyed better through human one-on-one interaction. Okay. You know, and I think the technology will evolve. It will get better. Okay. But I don't think in the end that technology will provide all the answers. I think human interaction, trust, promise keeping will provide all of the answers into the future. And technology will be a supporting part of our process, but not the core, not the key.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're here today with Bob DiMuccio, and your CEO, chairman, and president. You've also won many, like, best places to work for women and stuff. But what is it about the Amica model that makes this happen? You know, people have longevity there, and you have a special practice that I've never heard any other organization provide.
Yeah, you know, we have, again, we're an over 100-year-old company, and we have employees. We had somebody this past year retired with 47 years of tenure in the company. And it's just, you know, when I came to work for this company 30 years ago, you know, I thought, well, if I 5 to 7 years, I'll be sort of around a long time and be experienced. And my God, I got here and there were people back then 30 years ago that had been with the company for 30 and 40 years. I think back now, I there were people that I met 30 years ago that had been with the company 40 years. So I have sort of touch points that reach back 70 years in the company. So it's absolutely incredible that I think about that now. So, a number of years ago, we wanted to sort of, how do we honor that legacy? And somebody had the brilliant idea. We have a courtyard, and it's a brick courtyard out in the center of the campus, and it's got benches around. In the summertime, people eat lunch at the courtyard or walk around and so forth. And so somebody had the idea, why don't we replace the bricks one at a time for everybody who hits 25 years of service? So, starting probably over 25 years ago, we started when folks hit 25 years of service, we inscribed their name on a brick in the courtyard. And, I think now, and somebody went back and in our HR department and did the research. So back to the inception of the company, everybody who had 25 years, even, you know, their 25 years could have been completed in the 1930s. They went back and found all those people, and I think we're up to something like 2,000 bricks that are in the courtyard. And you know, there are folks, you know, who have a name on a brick that had 25, 30, 35, 40, and as I said, this past year, somebody retired with 47 years of service. So, and on an annual basis, we have our annual party, and it's an event where we bring back all the pensioners, okay, and anybody with over 25 years of service, even if they're still working, for an annual dinner, okay. And prior to COVID, that dinner was over 600 folks coming in, and you know, they're reacquainting with friends who had retired years earlier, even making new friends. You know, there are folks I've met at these events that I didn't work with, but I look forward to seeing them. My wife attends with me, and she's met and gotten friendly with folks that were spouses or significant others or worked at the company in prior generations as I have. And it's an absolutely incredible event. And during that week, when we bring the folks in to celebrate their retirement or their 25 years, they bring spouses and so forth, significant others. On the campus, we'll see folks showing family members their bricks. You know, I've seen grandparents showing grandchildren their bricks. So it's all kind of neat. And it speaks about who we are and longevity and contribution. It respects the contribution of folks that have been with us for a very long time.
Bob, let's talk about community involvement. Amica has always been a great company and known for its caring heart. Why is community so important to you And are there any causes that are of even additional importance to you?
I think all companies, all organizations are members of the community. You know, I think we think of our neighbors and our friends and as members of the community. I see companies and organizations as members of the community, and all members of the community should contribute to its well-being. So, you know, I think it's really important that we be out there, that we be visible, and that people sincerely know that we want the best, because the truth is, that our employees live here, okay, our customers live here, and it's incredibly important for a company to be a proactive member of the community. And you know, we have a foundation, and one of the things that I think is a focus of our foundation is helping people be economically independent and strong. And with that, we have a real focus on education. And, you know, I think education is incredibly important. We have an employee matching program that matches a lot of different types of charitable contributions, but education is particularly close to our hearts. And it was the core of our matching program when it started decades ago. You know, we particularly like an organization called Year Up. We very much support Year Up. And it basically takes folks, for whatever reason, could not go on to college, and has a year-long training program which gives them college credit. It matches them with a company and an internship on top of training. And I think we've had over 150 Year Up interns that we've trained in our company. And I think 52 of them right now work for us. So this is a program. One of the things I particularly like is programs where you can see an outcome in a reasonable period of time where people's lives get better. And that's a program we particularly like, and we can see 152 folks whose lives got better as a result of Year Up. We're really proud of our involvement in that.
Bob, I want to ask you, many people have made it through the pandemic, and CEOs have told me, I heard this quote from someone else, and that became a battle cry for us. Were there any quotes that were significant to you?
I think my sons, if you interview them, they would tell you they remember hearing me say that to them years past. They're grown now and have families of their own. But there was no playbook for COVID. There was a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety out there. And the two quotes that I always sort of revert to particularly in situations of stress is, number one, always be the calmest person in the room. If you look around and you're the calmest person, you're generally going to make better decisions, okay? And then the other is, particularly in times of stress, we see a lot of stress out there, always be the grown-up in the room. And, you know, I think folks have asked me, well, what exactly does that mean? And it's sort of one of those things, well, you know it. You know, if you're not the grown-up, or you know what to do as the grown-up in the room, and you kind of know intuitively, instinctively, what it means not to be the grown-up in the room. So I always say, always be the grown-up in the room. And, you know, because COVID and this whole situation, there was no playbook. So we had to always sort of stay calm, assess the situation, then what is the right thing to do? What is the grown-up thing to do? So I always revert to those two quotes.
And there you have it. Bob, what a pleasure it is speaking with you on the CEO Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Fontana. How are you, Bob?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And everyone's going to love hearing this because You know, you always talk about companies that are large companies who we interview, but here is a founder of a company that is over $3 billion, 16,000 employees, and he has been one of the longest 10-year companies, CEOs, probably in America. You're going to hear the behind the scenes of how what is called TAG was built. Go ahead, Bob.
So glad to be here with you. Yeah, I actually founded the business 23 years ago. Actually, 24. Today is my 24th anniversary. But yeah, founded the business basically at the end of 1997, and it was Aspen Dental, really. And I was really sort of intrigued by lens crafters a long time ago and how they really changed the eye care industry. And so I thought there was a great opportunity to do the same thing in dentistry. And 24 years later, we sit here with the Aspen Group, and as you said, 16,000 employees and over $3 billion in revenue.
So what was your original vision when you founded it? What were you trying to accomplish? What was the challenge? And how did you grow so quickly? And I know that a lot of it deals with your philosophy of team and culture.
If you think about where eye care has evolved, and again, if you go back to at least the mindset 24 years ago, Lens Crafters was sort of interesting in the sense that they really changed eye care, and I think they did it in a way that they understood what the consumer's needs were, right? And I think their go-to-market strategy at that point was glasses and frames in about an hour, on-site labs, retail locations, lots of products, lots of access. And if you think about eye care back at the time, it was really sort of a mom-and-pop industry, really fragmented. Not a lot of access, not a lot of choice, transparency. And so I thought, geez, could we do the same thing in dentistry or something different in a way that gives patients access to care, breaking down barriers, and understanding that there's other things in their life that matters around that visit. Yes, the clinical care is important, but how you really interact with that patient is also important. And that was really the sort of the simple idea back then. Could we be what we call today? Could we be a yes organization in dentistry or in healthcare in a world full of no's? And so that was that simple idea. And you can imagine we've honed that now over 24 years and changed a little bit. But that still is the foundation of who we are.
Was there any lesson that you learned from someone, maybe in a conversation, that made you say, hey, Let's do the yes, we're going to do like lens, you know, like they did for eyes, we're going to do in dental. Any, maybe with your dad, with another business associate that gave you this model, because right now you're seeing, my gosh, it's like 30,000 people a day out of about 1,000 different locations.
You know, I don't know if there was really any moment where the idea sort of became with, like, you know, or some experience in my life, other than I would tell you, I grew up in a very blue-collar family. My parents were divorced. And I always say this to our teams, life got in the way of healthcare sometimes, right? Particularly dentistry, because dentistry could be discretionary. You have a little bit of pain, you have a little bit of bleeding, your teeth are changing a little bit. But when life gets in the way and you're paying for your kid's college or your mortgage or your car payment and you're trying to put food on the table, which is a big part of America, you say, you know what, I can't go in today. Or it's too expensive, right? Or that doctor doesn't accept my insurance, or it's not convenient, and all these other things. And that's why I think for us it was really important, at least maybe because of my background, to understand how can we actually create an operating model that works better for patients, understanding that they're both a patient and also a consumer. And I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe it was in my DNA, but it started there, and as I said earlier, it just continued to evolve.
Were there any mistakes that you made that you learned from?
We know what works for us. We know it works well. And you learn from your mistakes. You do, and I think, but you also can't be afraid of making mistakes. Otherwise, you'll be paralyzed.
So you rebranded in 2021. It was always known as Aspen Dental, and you became the Aspen Group, or TAG. What prompted you to do that? And what is your take on the role of public relations?
The business has evolved, and we had, as the business evolved, I don't know, we had this sort of thesis or understanding that we could do more, right? Aspen, I don't know, this is going back to maybe 2015, 2016. When you think about, yes, it was a dental company, but there was all these core capabilities that supported building out this brand across the country. And we sat back, we said, geez, you know, we got pretty good at real estate. We got pretty good at marketing. We got pretty good at learning and development. We got pretty good at, you know, developing passionate teams across an organization that live a purpose every single day in healthcare. And we asked ourselves the question, you know, could we go into other parts of healthcare that we think are similar to what we do, but it may be in a different vertical or an adjacent opportunity within dental? And we bought a small platform in the urgent care area, and it was 7 locations in upstate New York. That business now, 4 years later, is 130 locations, on its way maybe to being the number one urgent care company in the country. And so I think we proved out the thesis that all the core capabilities that we built along the way to support Aspen could really be extended into other parts of healthcare, consistent with our DNA. You know, understanding that the patient matters, the provider matters, and how do you continue to build operating models within each of these verticals that makes the experience better for both so we can bring better healthcare to patients across the country. And so we started to do that, and then we had the opportunity to do a couple of acquisitions actually during the height of COVID, which was really interesting. Well, 2020 was a very challenging year. It was also sort of an inflection point in our company. And we were able to bring on 2 or 3 other brands, and all of a sudden now we became this group. And so we weren't just Aspen Dental anymore. So we became the Aspen Group. We have 4 brands now. We have the Aspen Dental brand. We have Clear Choice Implant Centers, WellNow Urgent Care, and Chapter Medical Aesthetic Studio. And so we're thrilled to continue to sort of build out those brands.
In going through this experience of rebranding a great brand, what advice do you have to other CEOs who might consider that, about their messaging, about the role it plays, about how you intertwine it into the culture?
We're a brand forward company. We believe in the branded strategy for the platforms, right? When you think about these consumer brands, Aspen Dental, Clear Choice, WellNow, and Chapter, we think it's important. It's sort of the connective tissue for the teams because they understand what these brands stand for, what their brand promises are. When we rebranded the shared services group, the Aspen group above, it's an important change in the organization, but it's not necessarily one that'll hit the consumers. So the consumer ones we have not changed. It was just really the shared services company, which is the Aspen group.
And Bob, I want to ask you about, you went from really 0 up to 16,000 people. What's the key with building a culture of all these different young, old, mixed, and all diverse among almost all 50 states?
Well, you know, the key is we knew what we stood for as Aspen Dental. We knew we had an operating model that we know existed to break down barriers for patients. That was, you know, in our DNA from day one, continues to be in our DNA. We continue to iterate around it to make sure that we're giving patients and consumers what they want. We do the same thing on the provider side. And so for us, we looked at that and said, listen, you know, we have an operating model that works. How can we bring that operating model to more cities and states across the country? And, you know, the Aspen Dental brand now has almost 1,000 locations. We built them out entirely, almost like your best retailers, right? And so when you start to think about that operating model and what good retailers do, they provide solutions for customers or a product for customers that they want. I don't think healthcare should be any different. You know, in many cases, in healthcare, it was really what we found was really more about the provider's rules to a certain extent than it was the patient or the customer. And so that philosophy really was important for us. And as I said earlier, we've really sort of extended that now to the other brands. And staying true to who you are, but continuing to iterate the model based on some of those important foundations, we think is also really critical as well, because the market changes.
So talking about market changes, now we're dealing with what may be called a 5-generation workforce. And you obviously have more senior people who have certain skills, and then you have more junior people who have other different skills. How do you manage the multi-generational workforce?
You know, I don't know if we look at it by generation. We look at it by talent. Whether you're a talented 55-year-old, whether you're a talented 30-year-old, you think about that by position and what the needs are of the organization. That is the most important thing to me. So it's not necessarily... We are very diverse, both generational and, you know, you can imagine multicultural and all that with 16,000 people. But the most important thing is that we have the right people in the right roles who are passionate at delivering the brand promise day in and day out.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're here today with Bob Fontana, and he has been one of the longest tenured companies, CEOs, probably in America. You're going to hear the behind the scenes of how what is called TAG was built. And do you have any unique practices in terms of hiring to find out that these are the most talented people, whether they're 72 years old or 19 years old?
I don't know that it's unique. I think, you know, we work hard at it. We partner with our HR teams who, you know, really are great advisors and help us making sure that we have, you know, not only the right type of talent coming in to the organization, but that we're leading that talent and helping that talent continue to sort of grow within the organization. And so, you know, we continue to work it like every other organization. In fact, I founded the business in Central New York, but as the business grew and became more complicated, we actually moved it here to Chicago in 2017, because at the heart of our growth, it's a talent fight. And while we love Syracuse and upstate New York, as the business grew, we just couldn't get that talent to Syracuse all the time, or it extended too long the opportunity to get that talent to Syracuse. And so Chicago's been a great place to land, and it's really helped propel the organization forward.
Is there anything you do to continue to attract and cultivate and retain top talent?
There is. I mean, we believe every time we make an investment in people, we win. The organization wins, patients win, providers win in a way that sets us apart. And so we invest a lot. In fact, we just built out a new practice support center in Chicago, and three floors are dedicated to training and development and supporting our teams, not just here in Chicago, but we bring in people from all over the country because it's important. It's important that we stay connected to our purpose and who we are, but also give them the skill sets to be successful. And the other thing is growth. You know, growth is important, and that helps retain talent. People want to be connected to growing successful organizations, and that momentum carries us forward on talent day in and day out, no doubt about it.
The final topic I want to discuss is the future of healthcare. So what trends have you been looking through? How does that really impact how you plan your strategy?
I think consumers, patients are getting smarter. They're telling us that other things matter to them in their experience or their healthcare journeys. And you're seeing more and more platforms like us. I like to think that we were early adopters of consumerism in healthcare. And so when you think about, again, not just having great clinical outcomes for the patient, but that patient journey and all those things around the life cycle of that patient are really critical as well. And understanding that is important. And I don't think that's any different. Again, if you think about successful businesses, they exist to try to solve those problems or create a product for that consumer in a way that that consumer wants it. If they don't, they'll be out of business, right? And we think about that all the time. And that's been really important for us, and I think it will continue to be important for healthcare providers across the country.
So, Bob, TAG is a purpose-driven organization. Now, you've significantly expanded. How do you maintain the systemic core of that purpose as you continue to expand even more?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great question, and it's actually fundamental to our business, all the brands that we support. You know, we're in a very distributed environment. and understanding why you're coming into work every single day, consistent with our values, our beliefs, our culture, is really critical, because it's that connectivity or the connection to the patient and the provider that is really important. We spend a lot of time communicating on that. We talk about how we make sure that we develop our teams, particularly when we onboard them, that they understand the why. Why do we exist? What is our purpose? Because I think what's particularly important in healthcare, we don't want them to come in for a job. We want them to come in and understand that we're trying to, as in Aspen's case, break down barriers to care to get that patient to say yes. And that takes our entire team to do that. So the purpose of why we exist is really critical, and I think especially for us in healthcare. And we take it serious. We invest a lot in it, and we also think it's a part of our, I don't say secret sauce, but it's part of who we are, which makes us differentiated.
Where do you see the future of tagged being, and how will that fit into the landscape of the future of healthcare?
Well, if you think about who we are and the brands that we support, you know, as I mentioned, I mean, it is really critical in our minds to really think about areas of healthcare that we can improve both for the patient and the provider, and that we can develop and scale across the country. That's what we think we're uniquely good at. And so when I think about TAG, yes, we have Aspen Dental. Yes, we have Clear Choice. Yes, we have WellNow Urgent Care Centers. Yes, we have the medical aesthetics business chapter, but we think we can not only continue to scale those businesses, but we can do the same thing in other verticals, whether it be behavioral health, maybe be vet, maybe be other areas that we're looking at that are, we think, really interesting for us. And so we think we have a special opportunity based on the capabilities that we've built over the last 24 years.
I want to really commend you on the great success and the important role you have in the fabric of the future of healthcare in America. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert.
And everyone, listen here. Here's a great lesson to learn. You want to grow your business. You want to start an entrepreneurship within your business. Do like Tag did. Do like Bob did. Find other businesses, be it LensCrafter or whoever, and say there are elements of that model that work. And see how those can incorporate, and who knows, you might build a whole new industry based on that. See you next week.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8888.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.